Seems like it's been twice this week that I've not just I don't know. Preach Brother David's mom's funeral Friday, and I wasn't settled. I kind of settled in my thought, but I don't know exactly where I need to read from, so I don't guess that's settled. But I need your prayers. If it be the Lord's will, we try. Try to preach this morning. I want to get this right. I really thought I was going to read over there about Moses and how his mom placed him there in the water and the flags, and how God had a purpose for him, and we'll talk about that in just a little bit. You'll find the name of his mom in the 6th chapter of Exodus in the 20th verse there. But she was willing to give her son up because she loved him. Now, I believe it was more than that. I believe she knew God had a purpose for him. And he did. Moses ended up delivering the children of Israel from bondage. But I really feel like we need to read over here. This just come to me sitting back here earlier from over here in 1 Samuel, the day with Hannah. Leaning them to the Lord. Amen. I'm thankful that there's been women down through time that's been willing to give their children to the Lord. Amen. To serve God. And I believe that, I really believe that's what Moses' mother's done there. It just wasn't about him surviving, but I believe she knew God had a purpose for this baby. And there's a lot of common things to do with these two. She ended up putting the baby Moses in the water, and the Pharaoh's daughter ended up with the child. She sent back and called one to come and nurse the child. She gets God, who would God send her to, gets Moses' mother. So she nurses the child till he's weaned, and then the Pharaoh's daughter ended up raising the child. And so then, but we find then how Moses rather suffered with the children of God than enjoy sin for a season there with the Egyptians. So we find how God had a plan for Moses. And I believe he has a plan for every one of these little children. And I believe we should lend them to the Lord, give them to Him, and present them to Him. And we might get to that. And this may not take very long, may not take very long at all. But I think about my mom and how she was with me, and I think about how she loved me. And I think about Hannah and how she wanted a baby so bad. Her husband would go up to make offerings, and she had no children. His other wife did. So he would go up with them, and they'd make their offerings, and she had no children. And she wanted a child so bad. And she prayed, and I went up to the temple to pray, and Eli saw her, and he marked her mouth. Thought she was drunk, and she said, "I'm not drunk, my Lord," but she was praying from the heart, and her mouth was moving, but he wasn't hearing nothing. So I guess he thought she was kind of crazy. But I think about how she wanted a baby so bad, but when she made a promise to God, "If you'll give me this baby, I'll give him back to Him." And so she lent him unto him. And I want you to understand, I think about all you moms that has had babies, and some of you have never been able to have a child. And I still believe in miracles. I believe God can open up your womb just like He did Hannah's, just like He did Sarah's. He did different ones. He can do that. He did Rachel's. He can do that for you. So don't give up. Continue praying. I've seen it happen, but how God can do that. But how she wanted this baby so much, but she gave him, I leaned him up to the Lord. And I've thought about so many of you moms here I know today. When I first come here, I hadn't been here a week. And Sister Margaret lost a son. And we had a funeral. And I'm telling you, I hadn't been here a week when that happened. And I think about how she's giving him over to the Lord, but he's only laying unto the Lord. You're going to get him back someday after a while. I believe that in all my heart. Just like Job did with his children. I say he lost 10 children, but honey, he got them back when he got to heaven. David said, I can't bring him back, but I can go be with him. And I want to tell you, I believe she knew she would just give him to the Lord for a while, but she'd get him back someday, and she's with him today. So, with all that being said, I'll try to get to her point here in a little while. It's all about Jesus. It all points to Jesus. Moses, points to Jesus. Samuel points to Jesus. Moses done a lot of great things. He led the children out of bondage, like I said earlier. He done a lot of great things. And so did Samuel. Samuel was considered a seer. He was considered a prophet. He was considered a judge. He was considered a minister. He ministered unto the Lord. He done a lot of great things. But all that wouldn't have happened if his mom hadn't kept the promise that she'd promised unto the Lord that she would bring him, that he would serve him. You moms, listen to me today. You say, well, I'm bringing mine and mine ain't got saved yet. Don't you give up. You keep bringing your babies. You say, I bring mine to my husband. Don't come with me. Don't you give up. There's been a many husbands down the road at those two shoes. They put them on and they followed the wives into the house of God. They got saved themselves and they become deacons. They become preachers. God can use them. Don't you moms give up. So she'd pray for this child, and we're going to start reading in the 20th verse of the first Samuel over here. Y'all pray for us this morning. Wherefore it came to pass when the time was come about after Hannah had conceived that she bare a son and called his name Samuel, saying, because I have asked him of the Lord. And the man Elkanah and all his house went up to offer unto the Lord and yearly to sacrifice his vow. But Hannah went not up, for she had said unto her husband, I will not go up until the child is weaned. Then I will bring him, and he may appear before the Lord and there abide forever. And Elkanah, her husband, said unto her, do what seemeth good. Tarry until thou hast weaned him only. The Lord established his word. So the woman abode and gave her son suck until she weaned him. And when she had weaned him, she took him with her and with her with three bullocks and one ephah of flour and a bottle of wine and brought him unto the house of the Lord and Shiloh, and the child was young. And they slew the bullock and brought the child to Eli. And she said, oh, the Lord, as thy soul liveth, my Lord, I am a woman that stood by thee here praying unto the Lord. And for this child I prayed. And the Lord have given me my petition which I asked of him. And therefore I have lent him unto the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent unto the Lord. And he shall worship the Lord there. So we find here she kept her promise that she'd made, her vow that she'd made to the Lord. And she said she would lend him to the Lord as long as he lived. world. And so I don't know. I don't understand what it's like to give up a child. I know what it was like for Moses, a wife, to go and just lay him in the water and give him a gentle shove and watch him float away there. I don't understand all that. I don't know what it was like for Hannah to hold this baby in her arms. I figure about 4 years it takes to wait on, and she held him in her arms, Samuel there, her baby. She kept him close to her, right in her bosom, fed this child, loved this child. But it come a time she had to keep her promise unto God, and she gave him to him. And I want you to know something. Mama's, the best thing you can do is give your children unto the Lord. Let him have them. The best you can do, you can't take care of them. The best you can do. But I thought about how she knew that when she gave that child, she took him there and she made that sacrifice. And she went to Eli and she said, I'm the one that was over there praying for this baby. He's the child, and I brought him here to serve you. That child, we find in the scripture where the Lord called on him. And I believe he got saved. Eli didn't even recognize then what was going on. That child got saved, and he went home, and he served the Lord, and he done all these things we mentioned earlier. He anointed the king. He anointed the first two kings. He anointed Saul, and he anointed David. He was a great man, and he served the Lord. I look around here, who would ever thought? I promise you, my mama never would have dreamed I would have stood in the front of a congregation of people and preached Jesus Christ. I know she never would have dreamed that. But here I am. These babies, I look around here, I don't know who the next Hannah may be. I don't know who the next Sarah may be. I don't know who the next Moses may be. But I know this. God knows today. And we need to be willing to just give them to him and let him take and use them the way he sees fit. What if she hadn't been willing? I want you to know, Moses had a brother named Aaron. I don't find how this come about there with Aaron. It seemed like she may have helped on to him, and he still lived. But she was willing. She knew she had to do what she had to do. She had to give that baby up. And it not only that Eve could live, but that her and her generation should live. God's people should live. What a mom. I was willing to lend their children unto God. I'm so thankful. They're all back. I done a little thing on Facebook. Now I lay me down to sleep. When I was just a little bitty boy, my mama taught me that prayer. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. And if I die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. My mama, from just a little baby, began to teach me to pray to the Lord. I'm so thankful today that I know that the Lord is where I've got to put my trust. I see moms, and I understand. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to sound mean in this. But I see a mom, when the preacher gets up here, I sit up here during revivals, and somebody like Brother Carter Robinson did on a Saturday night, if I remember right, gets up and preaches about hell and preaches it strong and hard. And I see mamas start wrapping their babies up in their arms a little bit, cuddling them up a little bit, holding on to them a little tighter. I love you, but listen to me. The best thing you do is let them go. You can't cuddle them into heaven. You can't do it. If they're going to be saved, you're going to have to give them to the Lord.
We got to let them go. Let him have them. We're just lending them to him for a little while. You'll get them back someday. That's what Job did his. I promise you, you'll get them back someday. It's hard to do, ain't it? It's hard to do. I'm going to tell you, I'm not a mama, but I know what it's like to be a daddy. I know what it's like to be a pa. I know what it's like to have a little girl, have a dot rise up on her neck. You take her to the doctor, and he said, we don't know if it's cancer or what it is. We can take it out or do tests. But we take it out tomorrow. We said, get it out of there. Whatever it is, I know what it's like to say, God, she's yours. I know what that's like. I know what it's like to get to the point you pray for your grandbaby, to a point you say, Lord, here he is. I got to have peace with this. I know what it's like to love your children, but we got to let them go. I can't imagine what it's like to let them go. To watch your child be there on her deathbed and have to let them go, lend them unto the Lord for a little while. But after a while, you're going to get to go be with them again. I can't imagine what that's like. But ain't you thankful? We find in the scriptures there was women, mamas, that wasn't so selfish. They not only loved their child, knowing that was the best for them, but they loved God and knew he had a purpose for them. I thought about our Lord and Savior, Jesus. A lot of people try to put Mary in a place she don't belong. They try to make her God, and she's not. She wouldn't, and she's not. I believe she was a godly woman. Amen. I believe that in all my heart. We're going to go read to you in a minute about her, and that's really where my thought is. How she had to be willing. There was an angel of God come and talk to her and told her she was going to bear a child. And I'll be covered from the one most high. She said, that's impossible. I've never been with a man. I can't have a child. He said, you're going to be covered by the one, the Holy Ghost. And you're going to conceive a child from the most mighty, the most high, from God himself. Elizabeth, when she come visiting with her cousin, she told her the child she had. She said, my baby's leaped in my womb. She said, she began to prophesy, or not prophesy, but tell her what she had, what the child she was going to bear. Her husband, the angel come to him. I believe she was a godly woman. I believe she knew what the truth was. I believe she knew who her child was. I believe she knew what he was going to have to suffer. What he was going to go through. We don't find I don't find where she went around complaining about it. She loved God. She loved her child. And she knew she'd be with him again someday. Y'all pray for us. I want to go over here and this will be done in just a minute. This, I know this has been just scattered. And I don't know what's wrong with me lately. I'm having a hard time. A lot of things going on in life. And I need to be able to settle down, study like I need to be able to, get my thoughts together. But Jesus had been born. The shepherds had come. There was rejoicing.
We're in the second chapter of Luke. And it came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, and the shepherds said one to another, "Let us now go even to Bethlehem and see the things which had come to pass, which the Lord have made known unto us." And they came and with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe laying in the manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And I want to stop there just a minute. And I want you to know she's sitting there thinking about what that angel had told her. She was thinking about what Elizabeth said. She was thinking about what these shepherds were saying. How in Isaiah 53, no doubt, they was talking about one that was going to come and suffer and die, that we might be able to live. Psalms chapter 2, all the things he would go through. No doubt, they was there telling all these, here is your Savior. And she sat there and pondered these things. This is her baby. You say it's God. Yes, it was. But it was her child. She gave birth to it. She done held him in her arms. And she sat and pondered all the things that she knew was going to come to pass. This is our baby. I want to tell you right now, if I knew my child was going to live to be 33-year-old and he was going to have to die a terrible death for all mankind, I want you to know, I don't think I could have sat there silently and pondered in my heart. That was her child, her baby. But you know what she done? And the shepherds returned, glorying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, and it was told unto them. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of her purification, according to the law of Moses, were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem and presented him to the Lord. I want you to know, you say, well, he was God. He was his child. You can't find hardly anybody who'll talk about that. But I want you to know, it wasn't that he had to be presented to the Lord. She had to present him to the Lord. She had to give up her baby. She had to be willing to give up her child. Just like Moses' mother had to give up her child, just like Hannah had to give up her child, so is the picture here. She took him and presented him to the Lord. He's yours. I want you to know it ain't no difference in yours. There he is. He's actually lent them unto us for a little while. It's your job to make sure they get to come to know the Lord. So to me, what a good mama is one that loves their children. One that every Sunday morning come and presents them to the Lord. comes and lends them to the Lord. That's a good mama. We never went to church every Sunday. My mama taught us to fear God. We went to revivals. We went to some on Sundays. We went to a General Baptist church. That's what my mom and daddy was. We heard the truth there about being saved. Mama wanted her children to be saved. Be a good mama. It's hard. It's hard to get to the point to say they're yours. You're going to be the one that saves them. If they live and they have a good life, you're the one's going to have to give it to them. It's hard, but it's necessary. Do you have a Moses? I don't know. Do you have a Samuel? I don't know. I know you don't have a Jesus. There's only one of them. But I tell you what, you've got a child that has a purpose. His purpose and her purpose is not just to go out and make a lot of money and pile it up and someday. It ain't nothing wrong with leaving an inheritance to your children. That's what Lisa was talking about earlier. She was what she was so hurt in that she wasn't going to be able to afford a car or maybe be able to afford a house. She was afraid it's going to hurt her children. There's nothing wrong with wanting your children to have and prosper and do well. But if you want your children to do well, give them to the Lord. There comes a time we have to wean them. That's been the hardest thing for me to do. Y'all think I'm awful preaching. You ought to be my child. I try my best to keep my mouth shut. I do. But I see them making the same mistakes I made. And they're done grown. And I'm still telling them what they need to do and what they don't need to do and how to raise their kids. They're in. You got to let them go. And I know that. I do know that. But, boy, it's hard. It's so hard when you see them making mistakes and you're saying, please don't do that. Don't do that. You're messing them up. But you got to wean them. You got to let them go. You got to let them find out. So today I stand in front of you hoping and praying that I can let grown children go. Give them to the Lord. Lend them to Him. Let them have to find out like their daddy did. Pray for my wife. You think it's hard to live with the kids? She has to live with me. I preach to her every day. Everything comes up. I know how it needs to be took care of. Anybody else here know that? Anybody else feel like they know how everything needs to be done? I don't know everything, but I know this. I know these babies are a miracle. We've got one right here in front of us that's just that little miracle come. It's perfectly wonderfully made. And the hardest thing to do is just give them to God. But that'd be my advice to you mamas today. If you really love them, give them to the Lord.
You're just going to be leading them a little while. He'll probably still let you raise them up and protect them the best you can. But give them to him. And that way you can give them back someday after a while. Mary stood at the foot of the cross. She stood by and watched as they mocked her baby. They drove spikes in his head. They beat him. She watched all that. I don't find where she went and complained none about it. That was her baby. She knew it had a purpose. And so did yours. Part of my purpose was stand here today and tell you this. You say, well, boy, you've done a poor job of it. I done the best I could of it. I know what it's like to love your children. I know what it's like to hold them in your arms. What I don't know is what some of you have suffered, what it's like to let them go. I pray I don't live long enough to say that. But I do. There he is. And I'm thankful they've been saved by God's grace. And I'm thankful we'll be together again someday. That's my thought. I'm praying for you moms. Bring your children to the house of the Lord. Be a good mama. Be a good mama.